No government shutdown this weekend. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The threat averted last evening when the Senate passed the bill to extend government spending authority for another week while lawmakers consider a bill covering the rest of fiscal 2023.
House Republicans had said they wanted to extend short-term spending into next year so they could have a bigger say in the budget when they get the majority in the new session. But GOP Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has said passing this bill now is better than the alternatives.
Fox's Jill Nato. The Senate has also passed the defense spending bill. It will give raises to service members and end the military's COVID vaccine mandate. COVID deaths in the U.S. are beginning to rise again, according to the White House Response Coordinator, Dr. Ashish Jha, but he says there are no plans to return to COVID restrictions.
There's a whole host of tools that people can use to keep themselves or families safe. Testing, masking, improving indoor air quality, being in better ventilated places. And treatments, of course. So we think that is the strategy of the administration, that we want to encourage people to use those tools.
Mandatory face masks will return to public schools in Philadelphia for at least the first 10 days following the holiday break. The legal maneuvering over the Remain in Mexico asylum policy continues.
While the Supreme Court said in June that President Biden had the right to end the Trump-era asylum program that required some non-Mexicans to be sent back to Mexico to await immigration proceedings, it ultimately sent the case back to a district court in Texas. Now, that court has issued a stay in the administration's efforts to end the policy as legal challenges from Texas and Missouri continue to play out, noting the Department of Homeland Security failed to consider the policy's, quote, deterrent effects on illegal border crossings. DHS has said the policy imposes unjustifiable human costs. Meanwhile, Texas Attorney General Kim Paxton celebrated the ruling, tweeting, Biden's open border agenda won't survive my legal attacks.
Fox's Sean Lanchill. America is listening to
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A bust of a controversial Supreme Court justice will be removed from the U.S. Capitol.
House lawmakers passed a bill that would remove a bust of former Chief Justice Roger Taney, who authored the Dred Scott decision of 1857, ruling that black people could not be U.S. citizens.
Taney's ruling denied black American citizenship, upheld slavery, and contributed, frankly, to the outbreak of the Civil War.
Majority Leader Steny Hoyer led the push in the House on this legislation after the bill passed the Senate. Taney's bust will be removed within 45 days of President Biden signing the bill into law. It will be replaced by a bust of Thurgood Marshall, the first black Supreme Court justice. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
California's Air Resources Board has voted to approve an ambitious plan to achieve carbon neutrality in the state by 2045. The plan has a goal of cutting emissions in the energy, transportation, and agriculture sectors and capturing carbon from the atmosphere. Critics say the plan doesn't go far enough and has loopholes that big business could exploit. Nearly a year and a half since tragedy struck, there's been a government shakeup in Surfside, Florida.
The town where 98 people died last year in a beachfront condominium collapse. There was little explanation given for the departures this week of top administrator and town manager Andrew Hyatt, his assistant town manager Jason Green, and police chief Rogelio Torres, who did say in his resignation letter he plans to spend more time with his family. Officials in the enclave just north of Miami Beach putting out a news release saying all departments continue town business as usual. Meanwhile, the federal agency investigating the collapse of the Champlain Tower South hasn't yet released conclusions about the tragedy. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Interest rate worries triggered a big sell-off Thursday on Wall Street. The Dow fell 764 points. NASDAQ dropped 360. The S&P 500 closed nearly 100 points lower. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.